financial disclosures. Oh, it's loading. Okay, so I'm here to speak about HPV vaccine acceptability among ethnically diverse black women. And as I mentioned, I do not have any personal financial relationships to disclose. So we know that black women have higher cervical cancer mortality rates than other racial groups in the United States. And recently, the CDC released a report saying that black adolescents have significantly lower vaccination rates than white adolescents. And adolescents living below the poverty level are also significantly lower than adolescents at or above poverty. And then finally, we also know that when we're studying black health in general, we oftentimes lump groups together. So we call them African American or black, but we're not really differentiating between those who are maybe born in the United States, who can link their history to the legacy of slavery, from foreign-born. So the purpose of our study was to look at these differences and to examine the social and cultural factors that influence acceptability of the HPV vaccine. And our major objectives were to learn more about what was the knowledge of HPV vaccine, of HPV infection itself, what was the knowledge of HPV vaccination, how is it that, what is the acceptability in terms of vaccinating children, and then also the barriers and the facilitators that influence decision making. What we did was we conducted focus groups with women who we recruited from a federally qualified health center. And these women were recruited through direct invitation, word of mouth, as well as posters that were posted around the health center. And in total, we had 6 focus groups, so you see here at the bottom. And there were 44 women. And we had 1 focus group with Haitian women, 1 focus group with African women, 2 with English-speaking Caribbean women, and 2 with African-American women. And I just wanted to emphasize that during this presentation, I'll be using the word ESC, or the acronym ESC, which refers to the English-speaking Caribbean, so those from Jamaica or Barbados or Trinidad, and it just differentiates from Spanish-speaking Caribbean or French-speaking Caribbean or Creole. Okay. So here we have just the demographic characteristics. You'll see that the majority of our participants spoke English primarily at home, and the majority were also between the ages of 30 and 49. About 70% or so had education level less than, with a high school diploma or less, and most of them also reported having an income of $15,000 or less. The majority were single, although there was also a substantial amount who were married or living with a partner. And then also the majority received insurance via Medicaid or Medicare. So the results of our study. First of all, when we asked about HPV infection and what was their knowledge, we found that overall there was low knowledge. And actually less than half of the women had heard about HPV infection when we distributed a questionnaire at the beginning that asked, have you heard about HPV, yes or no? But these differences varied, or this knowledge varied by ethnicity. So African American women, about 60% of them had heard about HPV, compared to English-speaking Caribbean, about half of them. And then among African women and Haitian women, actually none of them mentioned having previously heard about HPV. So there was general confusion about HPV infection itself. Women were not able to identify HPV as an STI. They knew that HIV was an STI, gonorrhea. They had mentioned many different ones, but they did not recognize that HPV was a sexually transmitted infection. And also, because in terms of speaking about this confusion, they also weren't aware of the causes of HPV, and so obviously they were not aware of the relationship between HPV infection and cervical cancer. You'll see here that there's this quotation from a Haitian woman, and it shows that confusion. It says, yes, once they're about 10, they're beginning to develop, and they can get it. I do not know what causes it, if it's because of estrogen, from eating meat, or other chemicals. Again, we saw that there were some misconceptions that were specific to different cultural groups. So the Haitian women felt that there was an association with menopause. African American women felt that having HPV automatically meant that you were no longer able to have children. And then English-speaking Caribbean women, they felt that there was an association between circumcision and HPV infection or transmission. We then asked about what was their knowledge of HPV vaccination. And most of the women had mentioned having heard about the vaccine on television through commercials. And some of them were actually even able to name the brand names that they had heard, and some of them even knew the slogans. But they were unaware of the guidelines, and they weren't sure about the target groups, whether it was for boys or for girls, what was the age, how frequent were they supposed to return to the provider to receive their shots. And so here we'll see that there's just general misinformation. One Haitian woman actually felt that the HPV vaccine was a vaccine that is going to be given periodically throughout one's life from the start of puberty until about menopause. And then especially in the English-speaking Caribbean group, they were unaware that their past, present, and future sexual activity put them at risk for HPV infection. We asked about HPV acceptability of the vaccine, and most of the women mentioned that they understood that vaccines were an important form of prevention. However, the acceptability differed by groups. So African-American women and African women were more favorable to the vaccine, whereas Haitian women and English-speaking Caribbean women were a little bit unsure, were uncertain, because they had many questions. And one of the major comments that arose was this distrust in vaccines in general. And so what happened was that because there were questions about whether there was an association with risks such as autism or a potential interaction with different medications or past medical issues, these women felt that a distrust in vaccines in general was then transferred to a distrust of the HPV vaccine specifically. We had asked about whether or not the women had vaccinated their children, and actually the majority had not vaccinated their daughters. We had, in our group, about 50% of the women had children. However, we continued because many of the women spoke about having influencing the other children in their family. So maybe they were an aunt or a grandmother. And so you'll see here that 4 women actually had vaccinated their daughters, but 1 woman had taken both of her nieces. And actually in that, just during our discussion together, she spoke about going to the doctor, asking the questions, and then physically taking the nieces because she felt that it was important. But her situation was very rare in terms of the having to spoken with the provider herself. And none of the women reported having vaccinated their sons. Again, it goes to this question of acceptability, and the women were open to vaccinating their daughters, but they had these questions and required more information about side effects. And you'll see this woman said, from an African woman said, a lot of parents said they're not going to give it to their daughters because of the side effects. And this came up a lot. The women were also unclear about the need to vaccinate their boys, and some women asked, like, can a man get cervical cancer? Or they thought that HPV infection was only in women. And then, again, what was interesting is that oftentimes when we hear about the HPV vaccine, there's this controversy about whether or not it's going to encourage promiscuity, and the women did not feel so. They felt that it depended on the upbringing of the child. So in terms of barriers, we found, again, that there was just a lot of questions about side effects. And an African-American woman said, I would have to be more educated about it before I recommend it because I want to know what I'm recommending. And the early vaccination age was also an issue. They felt that 9 years old was too young. And something that we found very interesting was that, especially among English-speaking Caribbean women and African women, they felt that they weren't ready to have a conversation with their children about sex. And so because of that, they didn't want to have to vaccinate their children because that would mean to engage in a conversation that they felt their child was too young. So you see here, the African mother says, what about if you have a 9-year-old girl and you want to take her to the clinic to take the shot, and she will ask you questions? She'll be asking me, why? What kind of shot is it? If I take it, what is it going to do? And then what will I do, lie or tell the truth? Again, there was some issues with negative media coverage. A Haitian woman mentioned having taken her daughter for the first shot and then coming back and saying, having seen something on the media and decided not to continue the series. Two African-American women actually mentioned having approached their providers asking questions about HPV and the vaccine specifically, and they perceived their provider to have come back with them rude and disrespectful, and so they decided not to pursue it any further. And then cost and insurance were not barriers, but again, the women were unaware of the cost nor of whether or not their insurance covered it, so that's probably has something to do with that. In terms of facilitators, we see that it's important. The parents felt that it was important to protect their child, but they had questions about side effects, and they felt that more information would help them better make that decision. And then again, the recommendation of the health provider was of paramount importance for all groups. But what was interesting is that the women mentioned the importance of a provider's recommendation, not only for themselves, but also for their children. And so you see this passage from an English-speaking Caribbean woman who said, "If my daughter is going to get anything like that, she's going to question it. She'll ask, 'Who are you to give me that? You need to take me back to Dr. J.' And when she gets to Dr. J, he can give her anything. She's not going to ask what it is because he's been her pediatrician from her first day to now." So finally, we found that there's wide variation in levels of knowledge, but obviously we saw that there were some differences in terms of the ethnic groups, but in general, there's definitely need for education to talk about the risk factors, how it's transmitted, even specific questions about guidelines, and the relationship between the patient and the provider is very important. And finally, especially when working in this population, it's important to incorporate women who are members of the extended family because of the influence they have on decision making. And then in terms of future considerations and what this means for research, again, it's important for us to work with this population and not try to lump them all together as being Black or African American, but looking at the specific differences, similarities, cultural misconceptions such as circumcision, question of infertility, menopause. And when we're collecting epidemiological data, it's important to identify, well, what are the screening, the vaccination rates, how does morbidity and mortality differ by the different ethnic groups or subgroups? And then finally, we just need more studies and comprehensive approaches to learn how is it that these women seek their information about the HPV vaccine in general. So I thank you all, and I don't know if you have any questions or if we're going to do the questions towards the end.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Any questions?
Mm-hmm. What's your next step? Oh, yeah. So we're in the process right now of trying to design interventions where we can continue our relationship with the federally qualified health centers and see about how is it that we can educate these women specific to some of the barriers or facilitators that they had brought up themselves. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is that it? Oh, okay. Thank you very much.